You're listening to the All Sport Breakfast Podcast with Darcy Waldegrave from Newstalk ZB.
18 minutes after 7, off and racing in the ANZ Premiership over the weekend. The action starts this afternoon at 4 o'clock as the Stars host the Magic. We're joined now by Holly Fowler out of the Stars, who's also played for the Magic and the Mystics as well across a long career to date. In fact, Holly, 100 matches across three franchises. That's a pretty cool milestone.
It is pretty awesome. Really, really looking forward to playing the game tonight. So, yeah, can't wait.
How does this add to the pressure of the game, knowing you've got this milestone there to deal with?
I don't think it adds any at all. It's just another game. As a team, we're still searching for our first win, so that's the main priority.
Do you get much stick from your team or support from your team when players come up with milestones, 50, 100 and the like?
A little bit. We obviously love to celebrate in the changing room beforehand. There's always a nice wee setup for us in there. But yeah, like I said, just got to get out there and play the game first before anything can be celebrated.
Yeah, when you step over the line, suddenly it doesn't really matter, 1 or 100, you've got to do it. And as you mentioned, haven't had a win so far this season. Look, I'd like to say it's not how you start, it's how you finish. But you get underway with three consecutive losses, it's a bit of a wobble in your headspace, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, it will be. I think, you know, the last two games we've played, we've been in it, pulled both the games back to within one goal. So I think there's been a great focus for us these last couple of weeks to just sort of push on in those moments and score on critical moments for ourselves.
You would have taken the game apart piece by piece with coaches and management and your players as well. Is there anything that you've come up with as the reason why it hasn't worked when push came to shove?
Nothing specifically, but I think our main focus is in those critical moments when we can pull it back. It's just everyone, you know, putting their best foot forward. We've looked at that, and a lot of the time when ball has been thrown away, it's because there's only been one option presented to the passer. So a big focus for us is probably just getting that work rate up in those critical moments to make it easier for ourselves.
Not a thought that maybe trying too hard when you're out there because you don't want this to dribble away from you? Does it even come into your thought processes, Holly?
No, I don't think so. Not at all. I think there's obviously moments in the game where we've identified that individually maybe trying a bit too hard and going out of structure, but we haven't felt that in those moments where we need to score. It hasn't presented right then and there. It's probably been in different phases of the game.
What do you know about what your opposition, a team you used to play for, are going to bring to the party this afternoon? Tell me what you know about what the Magic possess.
Yes, so we know that they've got a very cool, calm, collected shooting end, so we want to try to get in there and disrupt that a little bit, just break the connections. On D, their defensive unit has been tracking really well in terms of getting lots of ball and hunting. So we want to try and exploit that a little bit for ourselves. Just fake them out a bit to play some long length on the court.
They're under the same pressure though, aren't they? Haven't won a game either. So
yes.
That I suppose you can't think about that too much. You've got to focus on yourselves, not what they bring. But it must be in the back of your mind, Holly.
I think so, and it's always such a great battle up against the Magic. I think we're two teams that really go for it, but like you said, neither of us have had a win so far this season, so it is something that we're both gunning for, so I imagine it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, wing defence Holly Fowler joins the program out of the Stars. It's such as the nature of the Premiership that all of you athletes have played each other for a long time. You've also been in the same team, so you'd have a real idea about your strengths and weaknesses, your tendencies, what you like to do under pressure, and so on and so forth. How key is that when it comes to the matchups and the game itself, that inherent knowledge you have of each other's play?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a great help. We do sit there in the lead-up to the game and have a good debrief and pre-brief of the teams that we've just versed and are coming up against. And we obviously know what each player's strengths are. So it's quite crucial for us to not only identify it, but figure out how we're going to try and break those strong connections down and sort of interrupt their strengths of the game. So it is good for us to be able to do, and it's nice to have that knowledge as well, but it's just about us actually going out there and implementing it.
you're a seasoned player now. I didn't say veteran, I said a seasoned player. You've had lots of experience. Tell us about your own game and where you think you have to lift when you take on the Magic later today.
Yeah, I just think definitely need to be applying pressure early on the team. I think at times can sort of back off, but I think it's just really important to start this game with a big presence on court.
That's it. Go in there, head up, shoulders back, and have a crack. And one day, at the end of this, someone's going to have their first up win. Let's hope for your sake it is the Stars. Holly, congratulations on 100 games, and thanks for joining us here on News Talk ZB.
Thanks for having me.
For more from the All Sport Breakfast with Darcy Waltergrave, listen live to News Talk ZB on Saturday mornings or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.